Track 18.
So, Candy, what gave you the idea for the record attempt in the first place?
Well, it all started as a joke. A friend said she'd seen something on the internet about a man in Zimbabwe who'd set a new record for living in a box with 40 poisonous snakes to raise money for a children's charity. We all thought he must have been crazy, but then I started thinking about it, and the idea grew on me. I thought, I could do that. I could break his record. It'd be a great way to raise the profile of Marlton Wildlife Park, you know, get some media interest. So I suggested it, and well, here I am, day 75, with another 45 to go.
So how's it been so far? What's been the most difficult thing to get used to?
Well, obviously I'm a snake handler. That's my job. So it wasn't difficult getting used to the snakes, but it was difficult getting used to the confined space of my box. Not being able to go out, not being able to go for a walk, not being able to go back to the comfort of my home at night.
So what do you do all day? How do you keep yourself from getting bored?
Bored? I never get the time. I get tons of visitors. School kids, tourists, that kind of thing. I show them the snakes. We talk through this open window here. And then there's the snake page on the park's website. That keeps me really busy. People write in with questions about the snakes. What they eat, where they sleep, if I've been bitten.
And have you?
No, not yet. But I did step on one of the mambas one day. Poor thing. It was so scared it bit my boot. Luckily, it's a very strong boot, so its teeth didn't get through to my foot. But I learned to be more careful about where I put my feet after that.
You look like you're in pretty good shape. How do you stay in shape in here? Do you get to do any exercise?
Yeah, sure. I've got a running machine in the corner over there. I spend an hour on it in the morning and another 40 minutes or so every evening. It's never been so easy to keep to a fitness regime.
So, what are your plans for the next 45 days? Do you think you'll be able to make it?
Sure, no problem. It's just a question of time and of concentrating on now and not the future. On what I'm doing now and not what I'll be doing when I get out. That just makes the wait seem even longer.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Candy, and good luck with the next 45 days.